Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Getting another show done before you head off to Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah, it's down to less than 24 hours now, so we're at the final countdown here.
So what do you have scheduled for Wednesday?
Wednesday. Tuesday we get there. Wednesday is Epcot.
So by the time this show's released, you've already dived into multiple choices at Food and Wine.
Yeah. With any luck at all, we have three attractions, not ADRs, fast passes rather. What did we do? I think we did Test Track, the Spaceship Earth, and one other one. I don't remember what it is, but yeah. So we'll have a couple attractions under our belt and some of the offerings from around the promenade under our belt or in our belt.
making your belt loosen.
Yeah, tighten.
Yes. Are you now Tuesday? You guys are just going to hang out at Disney Springs, correct?
Yeah, actually, the slight change of plans. I was actually talking to my boss at work, and he said last time he went, $27 to rent a car for the day through the car care center there. Mm-hmm. And he said that they have a shuttle service. They'll pick you right up at your hotel, bring you over there, rent the car, and blah, 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 blah. So we figure we're first flight out of here in the morning, 6:45. So we'll be there at 10, another hour. So by 11, we should be at our resort at Saratoga and my daughter at Coronado. I'm going to jump over, take the shuttle over to the car care center, snag a car, and we're going to go out to Piggly Wiggly or whatever they are down there, the food markets there, and stock up on some water and sundries and stuff and kind of get that all organized and get ready. My guess is we'll end up at Disney Springs late afternoon, early evening, just because I'm like a caged animal. Once I get on property, I've said this before, we'll just hang at the resort, but it's like, you know, I'm there and I can't sleep. I'm excited, so I'm sure I'll want to do something.
Well, that's why you're doing this stupid show, because you want to talk about it. You want to see things. You feel like you're missing something if you're not doing something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been to Saratoga Springs so much that, there's nothing there that we need to see. I mean, we like to walk the grounds, and there's some nice areas there. But
you see them as you're coming and going, which makes it beautiful. Like, I love Riverside. I do my walks late at night and early in the morning when the parks aren't open.
Right.
But when I'm exploring, it's because I'm on my way to see something else.
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest, depending on where we get assigned, which area, I mean, if we get Congress Park or even the grandstand for that matter, I mean, with that new pedestrian bridge and all that stuff, I mean, we can literally walk over to Disney Springs from Saratoga. So I can see us doing that. I think that's probably in the cards. I don't think we'll go to a park, but definitely Disney Springs, because there's just so much there. And, you know, it's not, we have nothing scheduled, no ADR, so we can really just fly by the seat of our pants.
Oh, so maybe you can get an appetizer in Tuesday night at Jock Lindsay's or over at the Marimoto's.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If I can knock off one of those and then on our Disney Springs day do the other and then have the, the sit-down meal at the boathouse. So, yeah, it might work out that I can at least sample, all three of those new offerings.
The other thing that you could try, too, is check out, because you were talking about it on a couple shows ago, Paradiso, that new outside lounge area on the order. That looks pretty nice too.
Yeah, the terrace out there. Yeah, maybe we can, like I said, grab a beer or appetizer or something and just take it all in and people watch and all that good stuff. So, yeah, a lot of options for tomorrow. We're kind of wide open and, the stress, I guess, getting up early. We got a, what is it, 6:45, 5:45, 4:45. Yeah, I mean, I'll be up at 3:30, quarter of four, ready to go. And we got about, it's about 40 minutes from my house to the airport. We fly out of New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire. So we'll get up there an hour before, get checked in and everything. And, like I said, according to the itinerary, we should land in Orlando about 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 or 10, 10, if that
There you
makes any
go.
sense. Yeah, so weather's supposed to be good. No weather issues as far as we know on either end, either up here or down there.
You're
So,
flying Southwest, right?
yeah, so everything should be good and smooth and get down there. And like I said, we'll be there before noon time. And I'm not expecting our room to be ready because, we've covered this before. I'm a firm believer in this. We don't do online check-in. I did it the first time because I thought it was cool and I just felt that my vacation was closer because, how they send you that email at 10 days and say, hey, you can check in. And it sounds cool. But then what I've learned that when you do that, they make your package up probably early that morning or whatever, like whenever they open, and they assign your rooms and they do the tickets. And not to say they can't redo it. I mean, we all know they can just disregard those tickets or deactivate them or whatever. Not the tickets, but
The room.
the room key, and the magic bands. But it's a pain, and you can see that the cast members get a little frustrated at you. Like, come on, man, we get this package all done, and now, because I always try to negotiate for where I want to stay, and I just feel that if they don't have the package ready, you got a better chance to get something you might want. Where if it's already made up and you get a cast member that's not really into making more work for him or herself, it can be a little more difficult to change your location, or at least bargain for a prime location, or at least somewhere that you think is prime at the resort you're at.
Absolutely, and I also like I like engaging with the cast member. I like the whole feel of check-in. I don't like the pre-check-in. I like going up. I'm set in my ways. I like to go up. I like to talk to the cast members. I like to get my packet handed. I like them to draw me my little map to my room.
Right,
It just I enjoy all that. To me, it's part of the experience of checking in and the excitement. Let Brenda. Her and mom will run over to the lounge and sit in the sofas and maybe grab a drink, and I'll do the check-in for us. And I enjoy that.
yeah, and I'm sure you do this as well, and it only makes sense. I mean, if you're nice and gregarious and kind of, interacting with the cast members, crack a few jokes, you put them in a good frame of mind. And then if you do try to, put a request in or, ask for something, you're much more likely to get it than, blowing in there all grumpy and aggravated. And, if you have, it's all in how you present yourself, I guess. And, there's no guarantees. If things are all booked up and it's just not possible, it's not possible. But I've found that, usually they're able to do something with, if not accommodate your specific request, get you something pretty close.
Absolutely, and sometimes they'll even upgrade you a little bit if you're nice. They'll go, "Oh, I'm gonna get Mr. Davis. I've seen you stay with us so many times. We're gonna give you a water view," which I can't even count how many times I've had that. Or at the very least, they'll upgrade me from the parking lot to a garden view or a pool view. But I usually blow their mind, and everybody knows who listens to us. They'll go, "We got this room right here, building right next to the pool and next to the food court, or we got these. Now I want further. Can you go further out the other side of the resort? I want as far as
Right.
walk as possible."
Right. And they're probably like, wow, we like guests like you. Those are the rooms we can't, sell, because most people would like their room in the lobby of the hotel if they could do it,
They'll laugh. They'll go, "Well, okay, Mr. Davis, we're going to give you a beautiful pool view like the last time at our last day. We got it. We were I see everybody's seen the pictures. We had a gorgeous view of the pool. We were right overlooking it." And That was because I told her the further away, the better. So she gave us a further away room, but gave me a better room, better
Right, so
view.
there's trade-offs with everything, and like you always say, you enjoy walking the grounds and in the morning going over to get the coffee and stuff and kind of just meandering through the resort and checking it out, taking it all in, listening to the birds chirp and watch the rabbits hop by and all that good stuff. And yeah, if you're into that, that's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, we do that at every resort, as far away as possible. I did that with the Animal Kingdom. We went all the way out in the ends. I prefer that. I like the because it makes me gives me an excuse to explore everything. And then Brenda can't go, "What took you so long?"
Right, because she knows.
Yeah, we're a far walk away. She's just thankful I went to get everything for us. Little does she
Right.
knows I'll go. Little does she know I might go a little further down and then come back.
Right.
There's times I walk past the food court, go all the way down the other end, and come back going
Right.
up.
Yeah, and
So,
you can get some good pictures that time in the morning, and where it isn't just loaded with guests, and yeah.
Absolutely. 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. Nobody. There's a few out. And we all smile at each other, and you get to meet the
Right.
nice people. But the grounds are at their best. Everything's calm, and the weather's absolutely beautiful. And there's times like you'll get up at 6 in the morning in February or March. It's brisk out. It's nice. You got your jacket on. Or in the spring, when it's hot in the summer, it's nice because at 6 in the morning, it's absolutely perfect weather. It's like 65, 70 out. So
Right,
I enjoy that.
that humidity hasn't really kicked in yet.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Even in the summer, I mean, it's still hot, but it's not that brutal beating on you hot. It's it's tolerable that time of the morning for
It's
sure.
comfortable with all the foliage and everything else like that, walking through the resort, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and as much as I like the boats and hearing the horns and stuff, once they get cranked up for the day, but yeah, if you, I think they don't start running till 9, if I'm not mistaken, it is much more serene because you don't have all that, all that other noise, and you can hear the crickets in the background, and they have the ambient music in the background, especially at Riverside, but the other resorts too. It's just very tranquil, and you can really experience the resort, which when you get right down to it, that's why we pay to stay at these resorts for some of these amenities. And granted, we love going on the attractions and doing the theme parks. I mean, we do them each and every time, but the more and more we go, that's less and less important to us. It's all the other things, just being on property, whether it be at the resort we're staying at, or resort hopping to other resorts, or taking in just driving around the grounds if you rent a car, and maybe taking a different turn or a different road and checking out what's on the other side of property. All those things,
Every
I
single
really
time.
enjoy.
Every
Yeah.
single time for me, because I'm usually driving.
Right.
And a lot of times the boats at Riverside then, depending on the time of the year, they don't start till 11.
Okay,
It's
so it's
11 in the
even
morning.
later.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
buses start at, 9, I think, going to downtown, and I think it's
right.
11 for the boats. Because they run a little different. Then they end up running till what? It all depends. Different times of year, anywhere from 10 at night till 2 in the morning on return trips. Was
Yeah,
it
and that's a good, yeah, no, but that's a great point, Doug, because most things down at Disney Springs don't really open till 10 or 11. I mean, some of the, I think the
World of Disney opens earlier, but
yeah, and some of them maybe like Wolfgang Puck Express, and because I believe they serve breakfast, and there's some things that are open, but that place, in my recollection, it really doesn't get cranked up till 10, 11 o'clock where everything's open, right?
And high noons at the peak, it's like ready to roll then. But
Right.
yeah, because like even coming home, there's times, and you got to watch with the boats, because I've had people that didn't realize it. The boats usually stop an hour or two earlier than what the buses do, so just pay attention to that. And if the boats do stop, you could still get a bus back to your resort most of the time. So.
Yeah. And like you keep saying with Saratoga, your theory is they're trying to integrate Saratoga Springs with
Disney
Disney
Springs. I
Springs,
mean,
which I agree with.
i.e.
And
Springs.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. And we talked about the similarities with the in the architecture. Not that it's the same, but it's similar.
Same era.
And
It's a lot of the
yeah,
same era, don't you think?
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, I do. I
Time
do.
period.
Right. So, in our case, whether we miss the boat or the bus, we have the option to just take that pedestrian walkway right over to the resort. And, so it's a 10 or 15 minute walk or whatever, but that's not out of the realm of possibility to do, and it's a nice way to end your night, and nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Disney Springs, the whole Disney Springs area is basically to Saratoga Springs what the boardwalk area is now and the beach club area. It's basically that's part. I consider Disney Springs now a part of Saratoga Springs, to be honest with you. It's like a finger of it. It's like it because there's no sit down restaurant in Saratoga Springs, so they're basically going on the same footprint of what the boardwalk is.
Yeah, we'll have to integrate that into our WDW Main Street Fantasy Parks draft and all in WDW Parks draft next year. That maybe if you take Saratoga Springs, you'll also get all the restaurants at Disney Springs. But we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, at least maybe on that one side,
Yeah, maybe we could
the
do that,
closest
cut it
side
in
or something. You
half.
know what I mean? Give something or a couple restaurants to get to go with that resort.
Right, because over at the boardwalk, you inherit what, four or five restaurants, like Bob did when he selected the boardwalk resort and inn. So, yeah,
Absolutely.
we'll have to talk about that
I'm
next year because that
on
might
board.
be.
I'll agree with you.
All right, well, we just decided because it's two against one,
There you
so
go.
we went.
Yeah, just as long as I get the River of Lights, that's all I care about. So are you renting a car all week, or are you just going to do it one day?
Just going to do the one day. I know you're a big fan of having your car because you drive,
Well,
so
I
it makes
thought maybe
total
you
sense.
were leaning that way now because your daughter's staying at Coronado. I thought maybe it would make it easier for you guys to get back and forth with each other.
Yeah, not really. I mean, the way we're looking at it is, we all are linked up on My Disney Experience, and we know where we need to be at what time. So, they're going to use the buses to get where they need to go, and we're going to use the buses for where we need to go. The only reason we're renting a car is just so we can shoot out to Piggly Wiggly or whatever those.
You want to go out to our, you go to ours, the one there across, as soon as you come out, that nice one.
Oh, right, yeah,
Right
go
at the
right
end
to
of
the set of
Hotel
lights.
Plaza Boulevard, go to the stop sign, go straight across. There's a beautiful little market right there. That's me and Brenda's market. That's our dream market to go shopping in once a week, like we go to our local one.
Yeah, I mean we usually go to the one down the road, and don't ask me why, but we bang a left at those lights, and there's a couple. There's two on the right-hand side, all within a mile of that set of lights that you're talking about. We've gone to the one that you've gone to, and
Yeah,
we go back there.
that's our go-to store. That's where we go to all the time. We go shopping, and my brother-in-law, the last time we were down with him, we took him over there. He got a bunch of lunch meats and stuff to put in the room, to
Right,
pack
right.
sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the reason we went down the street, and I could be wrong, and you can correct me because it sounds like you've been to that one more than me. I think we were looking to pick up some wine and stuff,
No, that
and
has a bar and all in it.
that's
Has
it,
a,
and that's
yeah,
all that.
was we that's where I get my wife's White Zinfandel. We go there. I usually get a 6-pack for the room, and we get her a 4-pack of what you call it, White Zinfandel Barringers for the room.
Yeah, I mean it's so worth it because, as you know, I mean they have the wine that I like to drink. I like not that I drink a lot of wine, but when I do drink wine, I like Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, and they have it at Port Orleans Riverside. They have it actually. They have it at Saratoga too, but I mean the same bottle you can get for $9.99 at one of the supermarkets out on International Drive or whatever it is out there. You're paying almost close to $20 for Disney. So the way we're, it's just a simple
Absolutely.
mathematical equation. According to what my boss said, he was just there a couple of months ago, and I talked to him about it. I think I mentioned this on the last show or a show before. At the Car Care Center, there's Alamo and Budget, or I may have that wrong, but there's two car rental places. And he said he was able to get a car for $27 for the day.
I believe it. I mean, if you can't get them, the other one you can use is Enterprise is right in Orlando, which I use them all the time, and they'll pick you up right at your door. You don't have to get the shuttle. You can call them, and they'll actually drive the car you're renting with another guy over to your resort.
Well, that's even better. I mean, yeah, no, we'll check out the options. What I plan to do is I'll go to Bell Services, and they know all this stuff, and I'll say, look, we need a car for a day just to pick up some sundries and stuff. What's the best deal? And they like I said, the Car Care Center does have a shuttle, but it's one of those things, depending on when you call, where the shuttle is, they could be way over at the Animal Kingdom or whatever, so you may have an hour wait or something like that. So, we'll have to see what the best value is or the best deal. And yeah, but we're only planning on renting it for one day. It's really not in the budget to rent it for a week. And
No, I hear you.
like I said, we really, really don't mind the Disney transportation. We've done it for years, and it can be a little slow and a little frustrating at times, but by and large, I think it works pretty well.
I wonder what a cab would cost you to run it right from Saratoga Springs to that restaurant. I mean,
Car Care Center.
no, not to the car care center, to get the cab to take you right to the supermarket right there at Hotel Plaza Boulevard and back.
Yeah, and I've done that before years ago. Just to give you some sort of order of magnitude, I forget what I ran out of, but I needed to get to like a 7-Eleven or whatever they are. Yeah, I think they have 7-Elevens down there. And I took a cab from, it must have been Riverside, I'll say, and we went right out and over the hill. Which way did we go out? I think it's the way you go out by the Gaylord Palms. I don't know if you know where that is, that big hotel on the right.
Yes.
Then you bang a right after that, and there's a bunch of cow pastures there. You always see the cows out there. And then right when you get to that set of lights, there's a, oh God, I'm not going to think of the name of it. What's the big supermarket chain? They're all over the place down there.
Publix.
Yes, there's a Publix right there on the left on the corner. So I did that. And with tip and everything, I think it cost me, I don't know, 25, 27 bucks.
Okay, now this one here, Dan, is literally right at the end of the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know if maybe it would be worth the $20 to just get a cab to take you right to the supermarket and back. This way you're not going through all the paperwork and crap.
Right, when it's all said and done and going all, you're right, doing all that, it might be, even if it was $5 or $10 more to get the cab, you're right, it might be less aggravation and it'll be quicker because, as you know, they have the cabs kind of lined up there waiting to be waved over by Bell Services. So,
Yeah.
time, and I always say
Time is
this,
money,
not,
but I don't think it would cost you more than $30 to just run there back, and then you ain't worried about the car, returning it, and you ain't dealing with none of that.
Yeah, I mean, I could just tell the guy, look, I want to go to this store. Me and my wife, give me 10, 15 minutes tops. Bring us back here. What are you going to charge us?
Yep, because that store is literally it'll take him 5 minutes to get you there. It's maybe 2 miles, a mile and a half. But
Right. And we know what we want. We know what we want. It's not like we're going to be in there browsing the aisles. I mean, we're going to chuck a couple cases of water, bottle of wine, a six pack of beer, maybe some English muffins and, stuff that we can grab in the morning, and we're out of there, So yeah, that's I'm going to consider that. That may be a better way to go. If only if it's even if it's a break even proposition, the time aspect
Yeah,
of it
because the
may
next day
make
you're
it
not
worth
worried
it.
about returning the stinking car and the whole
Right,
shuttle deal and all that junk, if that's all you're using it for.
Well, what I'd probably do, Doug, to be honest with you, once we're done, I'll probably return the car that same day.
Exactly. So, but once you were done with the cab, you can just go do something else.
Yeah, right. I mean, if we luck out and our room's ready, we, can go through that whole process of getting our last stuff there, and our luggage in all likelihood won't be there yet, but at least we can kind of unwind and, maybe head out to Disney Springs, like I said, and then worry about that stuff later. Well, the good thing is we didn't call and make a reservation for the car, so we're not committed in any way at this point. So, as always, let's make sure we get in there on time. There's no delays for whatever reason, and yeah, that might not be a bad way to go.
Yeah, we love that store, and you should. My wife love. We love the 4 packs of wine. It's a lot easier to, well, especially in them little fridges.
Well, they're good too, Doug. Plus, and like me, you're going to open a bottle of wine and then you're not going to drink it all in one night,
It
in
goes
all
flat.
likelihood. Yeah, well, don't go flat. But, well, yeah, but
It's
I
not the
yeah.
same as opening it
Yeah,
fresh.
exactly.
Like
Yeah.
we pay for the bottle of wine of Barringer's. It's like $8 or $7 for the Zinfandel, and the 4 pack might be 9 something or 10, but it's worth it to my wife because she has one at a time. and we're not worrying about it. And she might go a week without having a glass. Same
Right.
thing with you guys. You open one, now you're worrying about it spilling inside the darn.
Right. And if you don't use it while you're there, you can throw the ones you haven't opened in your suitcase and bring them home. Whereas if you got an open bottle of wine with a cork on the top,
You're
or you're
done.
using your Mickey Disney cork thing, but
I
it
have one
isn't
of
going
them.
to.
They don't seal totally true. They seal
Right.
true enough, but not totally.
Right. They're not meant to travel. So, and all, what we usually do is dump it and don't bring it home. So it's
Exactly.
wasteful. So what you're suggesting is a great option.
And it works. And it's
Yeah.
exactly one glass. So you actually, I think you, it works better because you know exactly what you're drinking, too. So you mentioned Coronado. We'll get into that a little bit. Your daughter's going to stay at Coronado. Not that it's bad. She wanted to stay at Riverside, which we were speaking about earlier, but I think it's a good opportunity for you to get to explore Coronado a little bit more, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned this on a previous show, but we stayed there a couple of days prior to a DVC trip, and because of that, and this was probably 4 or 5 years ago now, we were very skeptical. We didn't want to stay there,
For some reason, it has a bad rap.
and it does,
It's the
and it's
illegitimate stepchild or something of the
right.
Disney Moderate Resorts, and it shouldn't be.
No, and it's a shame because, as we know, Disney has something for everyone, and any Disney resort, in my view, has its strengths. I mean, some have their weaknesses, and we've talked about them, whether it be, with the values, with the noise and the kids. But again, all things being equal, every Disney resort has something to offer, and they make it special, in my view. So.
Absolutely, like Mike Ramen, to give them a plug, even though they don't need it. They were talking about last show, like they were saying, "What do you miss at Disney?" And
Right.
it blew me away that he said he missed All-Star Music or All-Star Sports because they had stayed there and some of the
Right.
stuff. And the piggyback on what you're saying, every single resort has something that wants you to come back to it.
And it does, and we've said this time and time again. A lot of it happens to it has to do with where you stayed your first or second trip to Disney. No matter what, I think that all, unless you had just a horrible experience and you just were very aggravated, but as we know, Disney tends to make all guests feel special, upon check-in, and they give you that Disney service. So wherever you stayed first or second, you kind of get comfortable, and it's just the way it is. So that has a lot to do with these things as well, I
Oh,
think.
absolutely. Riverside, the reason it's home is because we've taken mom there 5 times, 6 times. We've taken my father there. We've taken my brother-in-law there. We've taken my sister-in-law there. That's the resort where we've stayed with all the family members because budget-wise, it fits everybody's budget. And pound for beauty, I swear if it was closer to a park, Riverside would be more of a deluxe. I think the grounds on Riverside are as pretty as anything. And that's just me, though. But the reason we love it so much is because it's like home away from home because we have so many family memories there.
Right. And we've talked about this before. I mean, in my view, Riverside, and I love it as much as you do, and I've always said this, even though we're DVC members and Saratoga Springs is our home resort, I still consider Riverside our home away from home. Not that we're more comfortable there because we've stayed at Saratoga so many times now, we're very, very, very comfortable there. But all things being said, Riverside is still home for us, and so much so that we usually each vacation, and it probably will happen on this trip as well, we get over to Riverside even though we're not staying there. I mean, the pot, well, we're going to the Poly because we're eating at the Ohana's there, but or Ohana, excuse me.
It's okay. Everybody gets our English over here.
Well, some people freak out if you add the S on the end, but anyways, we'll be at the Poly. But I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, we'll probably go to see Bob or whatever, but just to go in there and look in Fulton's store and kind of, go around and look at the boat dock and, kind of walk around the resort. We may not spend 6, 8 hours there, but we definitely love to get over there at least once a trip, even if we're not staying there,
We
because to us it's home.
do the same thing. The years we've stayed at all the other resorts, we still end up popping in Riverside at least for a couple hours.
You'd feel guilty. I mean, I think if you went
It's
there
like
for a
not visiting
week,
your family.
Exactly. And we always seem to work it in somehow, some way. Sometimes we don't even have it on the plans, but if there's going to be an inordinate amount of rain coming in or something, we said, well, let's go over there and we can watch Bob and da 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 da. And on this trip though, this would probably be one of Dennis's tips here. We'll probably cab it to do something like that because, as you know, it's a pain in the neck to get from resort to resort.
Or take the
Even
boat
though,
right up from downtown.
oh yeah, no, you're right. But sometimes when it's raining, they shut them down for a while.
You're gonna
But I
have
mean, it's
perfect
it,
weather and you're gonna take a boat. And you're
well,
gonna periscope it for us.
yeah, I'm gonna parasail over
Yeah.
there. No, I know what you mean. But no, but geographically, I mean, when you think about it, Saratoga Springs, as the crow flies, is really not that far from Riverside,
No,
right?
you're a 10-minute boat ride. You're right
Right.
there. You can grab the boat at the landing and just go.
Yeah, and we've thought about walking a couple times, but that road's kind of, that's not a
No,
good
no, no,
road to
that's
be
not
walking
safe.
on.
You gotta take
Yeah,
the boat. Take the
there's
boat.
no shoulders, and
Or
them buses come wailing up and down
walk over
there,
to
and
downtown and take the Riverside bus back.
yeah, no, we've done that.
Yeah.
We've done that, and that's an option too. So yeah, we'll make it work one way or the other. And
Nah.
we had Bob Jackson on what, a month or so ago, maybe a little more now, and he said to come see him. So I'd like to just stop in and thank him for being on the show and seeing just saying hi and all that stuff. So yeah, we'll try to work that in as well.
That'll work, because every time I go, I like to roam by like the building that my father stayed with us is. I can close my eyes and see him standing there outside of his room, and I was just so
Right.
happy to finally have him there with me, because he went because of the deal I got. And my
Right.
dad had money. It wasn't about that. It just he's old school. Spending $180 for a room is like insane to him,
Right,
unless
right.
it's up in the mountain for him to go, exploring or something. But for there,
Right.
it wasn't worth it. But when I told him, "Dad, I got this special for 79 a night," he goes, "We're going." He
Right,
goes, "I'm
right.
tired of you bugging me, so we're gonna go." And but I'm so glad he did. And I could just see him standing there in the alligator bayou side in the foliage, looking out the room. It was a good time. So that's why it's home to me. There's so many memories there.
Oh yeah, and it is a beautiful resort. You mentioned that you think it's some of the best manicured grounds on property, and I agree with that. And again, this is just me. Even though our kids really like it, I mean, but I can see where those that don't like it tend to say, well, it's not really Disney. Not that it isn't Disney, but Mickey Mouse isn't everywhere, I guess. It's got that southern motif and.
Yeah, where Mickey Mouse's tomato is when you look down at the concrete and see how they imprinted all the leaves at each
That's
area
right.
and the extra mile they went to make it look authentic.
Right,
That's where it
right.
becomes beautiful.
Oh yeah, and I get that, and it's not a problem for us. And now that our kids are older, it's certainly not a problem at all. I mean, even my daughters come around. At first, when we stayed a couple times at Old Key West, and I love it there. For the points are a lot less, the rooms are
Huge.
huge, and those grounds too are beautifully manicured. I don't think as good as Riverside, but it's a different theme, as you
Yeah,
know.
it's
It's a
laid back
Florida
Florida.
resort.
It's the
Yeah, it's
Keys,
supposed to
palm
be
trees,
like
and that's
Florida.
it.
Right. So there's more palm trees, and it's a little different vegetation, but I love that resort, and they're coming around now because they understand the value of a dollar, and it makes sense. And yeah, and they're not, not that they don't like Mickey or whatever, but they don't need to have the big icons like over at Pop Century or movie sports or music. It's they're good with that. So we take advantage of some of these more, I say, adult themed resorts. I mean, I don't know. I think people taking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 year old kids might be a little underwhelmed at the resort just from the lack of eye candy. Was quote unquote Disney eye candy, but then again, what are they doing? They're pretty much just crashing, or they're in the pool, and then they're off to the park. So they get all that stuff when they travel to the theme parks.
Exactly. So the kids this trip are staying at Coronado Springs.
Yeah, they're at Coronado. We're at
Saratoga.
Saratoga, our home. And yeah, oh yeah, I kind of started this and we got off on a tangent there. But yeah, so we stayed at the Coronado Springs out of necessity. We had a DBC week-long vacation planned, and we had it all booked, or the points were booked, and well, something happened, and we wanted to extend it on the front end for some reason, and so all we could get, because it was kind of last minute, was Coronado Springs, and we were very disappointed and kind of going into it with the mindset, well, we'll tough it out, we'll do the 2 nights, at least we're on property, and we'll be back over to Saratoga or whatever it was. I think we might have been going to the boardwalk, but it's irrelevant. And I have to tell you, after 2 days of being there, number one, the beds are much different, or more comfortable, I should say, than any of the other moderate resorts. And I've told you my theory on this. I think the fact that it is a, not that it is a convention resort, but they do have convention amenities there, lecture halls, and they have a bar that's kind of set up that's a little more catered to the convention crowd, Rick's Lounge, it's called. But, we went into it saying we're not going to like this. It's, going to be people walking around with suit and ties and dresses, and they're going to be in quote unquote work mode. But after we were there 2 days, we really, really, really enjoyed it for the not only the amenities with the beds that I talked about, but the square footage of the rooms are a little larger than the other moderates.
Yeah,
And
they're 314 square feet. They're a pretty good
right.
size.
Yeah, so and we had stayed at Riverside a lot, and we've been in studios at Saratoga, and we have plenty of room. I mean, it's just usually the two of us, my wife and I, and them days with the four of us being in the same room are over. But we really liked it, and when we left there, we said, you know what, we're going to come back and try this for a week at some point in the future, and we did do that. We stayed a week a couple years ago, and we totally, totally, totally loved it, and I would have no qualms, booking my next trip there, or if it worked out that Riverside wasn't available and we didn't have any points to stay at Saratoga, I'd stay at Coronado Springs at the drop of a hat without any reservation whatsoever.
Oh, it's a beautiful resort. It's actually a big resort. It has over 1,921 rooms. The rooms are 314 square feet. 224 of the rooms are king size beds, and then there's 99 disabled accessible rooms. So that's quite a bit. And the lake's pretty big too. It's a 15-acre lake,
Yeah, I
Lake
mean,
Dorado,
yeah, and
Lagoon. What's it called? Lagoon Dorado,
yeah,
with the Mayan pyramid over next to the pool. That's
yeah, and that there again, you mentioned the pool. I mean, that pool is, I think, one of the coolest pools on property. I mean, it's way in the back of the lake. If you check in at El Centro, which is the name of the main building where you
It's
check
really
in and all
beautiful
that.
too, with like the ribs on the ceiling. It has the wood rafter, like the you could see the rafters that are ribs with the there's beautiful lantern. It's a really beautiful check-in registration area.
Yeah, and they have a nice, it's a beautiful fountain when you walk in
Yeah, it
the
has a
front
pineapple on it.
entranceway. Yeah, the pineapple on top, and they have a fountain, and you go over to the right, and they have the, where you
The Maya,
check in and all
yeah.
that stuff. Then over at the left, you have the store, and then down to the left, they have, they have a few restaurants. They have the Maya Grill, which is a 230-seat fine dining restaurant, which we've eaten at, and it's it was very good. They have the Pepper Market, which this always gets a lot of talk in the Disney community, because it is an odd setup where it isn't your typical quick serve.
You're
Hotel eating establishment. You kind of pick your food, and then they give you a little thing, and the waiter brings the food over, and you get drinks separately. It's very odd how they have the it set up, but they do offer a vast array of offerings, and we've always had a great meal in there, and we'd go back there in a heartbeat.
I'll tell you what, Ponchito's the area the store.
The
It's a
store,
really
yep.
neat store. It's big.
Yeah, it's probably bigger than most of the I think it's bigger than Fulton's over at
Yeah,
Riverside, and
I think it is too.
yeah, and they have the donkey there right in the front,
He's
and
cool. And then you got the parrot up on the balcony and all different
yep.
things over. It's a beautiful resort. Like you said, it's underrated. I mean, the food at the Maya Grill too. I mean, at the Pepper Market, they got a lot. I think the prices is the biggest thing that people complain about, because there's a lot of offerings at the Pepper Market.
There is a lot of offerings, and I do agree with you. The food prices tend to be a little bit more than you would pay at any of the other
It's like a
three
buck or
moderate
two higher on
resorts.
everything.
Yeah, and again, I just a theory. I
Because
could
of
be wrong, but
conventioners.
yeah, the conventioners, most conventioners that go to these things, most of them have a corporate credit card, and quote unquote, money is no object. I mean, unless they go crazy, but the company's not going to give them a hard time because they paid 5 or 10 bucks more than they could have somewhere else. So Disney takes advantage of that. But just to go back to the Meyer Grill, I mean, I've eaten there twice, and both times the meals were very, very good. I said before when you asked if I ate at the Mexican restaurant in Mexico in World Showcase, which I hadn't, but this is one I wouldn't just call it a straight up Mexican restaurant. What is it? It serves Latino cuisine with contemporary flair, is the way they describe it. Innovative fusion of new and old world flavors. So, it's not just straight Mexican food, if you will, and maybe that's why I didn't mind it, but it escapes me exactly what I had. But
It has
I
more of a
remember it being.
Mexican-American theme to it, like it's a little bit to appeal to both sides.
Right, and not to bring up Mike Roman again, but I will. I know for years he had never eaten there, and him and his wife went, I think maybe for their anniversary, or I forget what the circumstances was, and he raved about this place. I mean, he was like, "Why didn't I come here sooner?" And I think he's been back a few times since then. So, everyone I know that eats there, even though they go into it, kind of hesitantly, they come out saying, "What a hidden gem. This place is worth the trip to come over and check it out." And like we said, the pepper market is kind of your quick serve, that you have at all the moderate
And
resorts.
they have
And
some different offerings in all the other ones too. Like I don't know
oh yeah.
any of the other moderates that offer a crab cake sandwich with Parmesan fries. Lump crab
Right.
cake, that's for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're going to get some different stuff than you would get at some of the other resorts. They have the Siestas Cantina, which is a full-service poolside bar. So out there, if you go in the back, you can get something there. They have the Laguna Bar that our good buddy Bob has made famous or infamous, however you want to say that. But he's a big advocate of that little bar, and that is it's kind of neat because if you walk through that main lobby, and you'd have to walk to the left or the right of the fountain we spoke of, but if you go right out those doors and head straight to the water, you will find the Laguna Bar. It sits right there in the water, and I think there's only maybe 15 or 20, there's not 20, I'm going to say 15 bar stools
I
there.
bet you
But
he owns two of them.
yeah, I think there's one that says Bob on the back somewhere or something like that. But they also have tables to either side of the bar. So if you're with a large group, or and we've been there at times where there's been families and vacationers there. But sometimes, particularly during the day, like at their lunch break, that'll all fill up and everyone has their laptops and stuff. But yeah, you can get a burger. They have a limited menu, but they have a bar menu where you can get, chicken fingers and hamburgers and different things.
Bob
Nothing
said it's
too.
one of the best burgers on property.
He did. I actually, yeah, and I wouldn't say it's the best burger on property because I did have one. I think it was in the spring when I met up with Bob over there. But it was very, very, very good. I got to admit, I had no complaints at all about it.
Yeah, what I was saying too about the pepper market then is that I like about it is the diversity is, I think, really good there. I mean, because you have pizzas, which individual cheese pizzas and pepperonis, the whole nine yards. Then you got a salad area where you can build your own salad, soup of the day, chicken tortilla soup, the whole nine yards. But then your entrees are baked pasta, cheese empanadas, and then you got enchiladas, but then you got barbecue ribs, tacos, nachos, and then you go into sandwiches, you got roast beef, Italian, tuna, turkey, Philly cheesesteaks. I mean, there's something here for everybody. The diversity, I think, is more diverse than any of the other resorts.
And they also do breakfast, and we've eaten there twice for breakfast, and they have everything you can imagine. I mean, it's not a straight up buffet, but they have all these stations, I guess I'd call them. And they have one you can get a made to order omelet, and then you can get your Mickey waffles at another one, or pancakes, and you go to another one, and I think they have some carved meats at times. They have either turkey or brisket or something like that. They have just all kinds of stuff. And like you said, the key word there, very diverse. It's not a typical buffet or a typical what you would get at any of the other food courts. You can, there's something for everyone there for sure. And they do have some more, Spanish or Latino flair offerings as well. Some of the spices they use, and they do have some of those dishes, but it's not like that's all you can get. You can get your regular bacon and eggs and sausage if that's what you're into, but if you're a little more adventurous and want to try something different, you can get some stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and all the rooms have been updated. They all have new flat screens in them. I mean, the rooms are gorgeous. They're some of the nicer rooms on property. I mean, this resort is very, very big. I mean, I'd say it's close to as big as Caribbean Beach, don't you think? It's
Oh yeah.
almost.
Yeah.
I mean, it
Yeah.
has a few less rooms, but it's spread out like Caribbean Beach, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. And my tip was, like I said, we stayed there. Bus stop number 2 is the first bus stop to be picked up and the first one to be dropped off. So anyone thinking about going there, you might want to look at a map of the resort and figure out where you might want to stay. Just before we get away from the restaurants, bars, I just want to mention too, they have Cafe Rick's, which is it offers items like sandwiches, paninis, pizza slices, salads, gelato, in-room necessities, and more. The restaurant is located in the lobby El Centro. This is kind of interesting. The Cafe Rick's, and then they have the Rick's Lounge, which is an upscale lounge in a Mediterranean-inspired atmosphere. It is also located in El Centro. They're kind of, right near each other. But
Didn't they used
this
to have a
place,
cover charge for that place or something?
it might have
Years
dug.
ago, I thought there was, I don't think it's anymore, but there was an uprooting of, yeah, I gotta stay at this resort and I gotta pay a cover to get in. There was something that was weird about the place.
Well, that's what I was going to get at. The Rick's Lounge has, sure, you can go in there and get your tequila sunrise or your, I don't know, whatever drink you can think of. All the normal Disney drinks you can get anywhere else on property, but they sell a lot of high-end stuff. You can get, they sell alcohol by the bottle and stuff like that. And again, I truly believe this is aimed at the convention crowd because. Well, I'll just speak for myself. I mean, some of the prices were like, you're talking two, three, $400 for a bottle of special tequila or some special cognac or, all those things that, I know when I'm on vacation, I would never spend that kind of money. But if you have, a couple thousand people from, Duluth, Michigan or wherever that is, and they're there on the company dime, they might partake in some of that stuff. So not that you can't go in as a vacationer, because we did get a regular drink there, but it does have a more upscale it's more for the upscale clientele, I guess is the way I would say it. Much more comfortable out at the Laguna Bar for me.
Well, it's a kind of area that you think that's on a in Manhattan that are making business deals in there with their suits on and the whole nine yards. A lot of business attires in there.
That's exactly what it's for. And again,
Yeah.
they're never going to tell you you can't go
No,
in
but
there, but they'll take your money just as much as they'll take the guy in the three-piece suit. But it's probably not something the average vacationer is going to be looking to spend money in. And then one other thing, they have Las Ventanas, if I'm saying that right. And that's a private room inside of the Rex Lounge for parties, meetings, and dining events. So again, this is more catered to the conventioners if they want to have a private meeting of, not a meeting, but some sort of gathering or celebration or business type related meeting, they can do that as well. So
And you're right, and this is what makes this it's a beautiful resort. I don't like people should not be scared of it, but also to show you the difference between the moderates is, the Coronado Springs also has its own health club, which the other ones don't, and that's more for your tour. I mean, for your business, and then it also has its own beauty salon, which the other moderates do not have, and again, that's for your business, because it's a business hotel. A convention hotel, so that's why they have the salons and all. The main pool is gorgeous, and then each of the ranchos and cabano areas have their own little private pools.
And what I was going to say is, and you mentioned the health club there, just a note, because usually that's only in the deluxe resorts. They all have workout rooms and all that stuff. However, if you're staying at any of the other moderate resorts, because you're staying on Disney property, you can use at no charge the health club or the workout room and all the facilities at Coronado Springs, because a few years back, when my son was in lifting weights and all that stuff, he wanted to work out while he was there, and we asked at Bell Services at Riverside, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they actually picked us up in a van. I went with him. He was a little young. I didn't want him going over alone, but he was able to go right in, just show his.
Room
And this
ID.
was long before. Yeah, that was long before Magic Bands. But yeah, just showed his ID that he was active. Staying on property, and they said, "Here you go, Mr. Conroy. Grab a towel, and here's the facilities." So that's a good tip, that you can use those facilities.
That's good to know. I didn't know that, so that's awesome. And their pools, their private pools they're nice. They're a little differently shaped. Like they have that little pear shaped, some like you know what I'm talking about. Then you've been there before. It's just gorgeous hotel. I recommend it to anybody. I the only reason we don't stay there is because Brenda, prying my wife away from Riverside's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you love it so much. I'm sure you'd probably shift your vacation dates in order to get Riverside. So it'd probably be unlikely that you'd ever be in a position where you had to stay somewhere other than Riverside, right?
Yeah, or like, I mean, I like to stay multiple. Like next trip down, we're even debating on staying at the beach for a couple days and then staying at Riverside for 4 or 5 days. Do a split. We're talking about doing some more split stays just because of I do want to see things more. And with us doing this show, it's nice to stay at the different resorts.
Yeah, because as much as you like your favorites, sometimes it's good to get out of your comfort zone and try something different. And even if it doesn't meet your expectations, I mean, it's not going to be horrible.
No,
It just maybe not as nice. I shouldn't even say it's nice. You may just feel out of place because it's not comfortable, I guess, because you're not in your familiar grounds at
exactly.
Riverside
Like
or
I feel like
wherever.
Gilligan with the Beverly. I mean, I feel like Gilligan with the Hals over at the Floridian. I just don't feel like I fit in. I mean, even though the Hals want me there, I'm their little Gilligan. I still don't feel comfortable there. And the thing of it is, but I want to see more. I want to check out more of the resorts. I'm anxious when you guys get back to hear all about, because I'm sure you'll get to see more at Coronado with the kids staying there. You'll get to check it out a little bit more. See
Yeah,
some of the
that's what I.
upgrades, see the upgraded rooms, because I'm sure they've been upgraded since you've stayed there, because I bet you last time you were there wasn't flat screen TVs, were there?
I think there were actually, and believe it or not, well, not believe it or not, but I'm pretty sure Coronado was one of the first resorts to get the upgraded flat screens for obvious reasons. They
Yeah, the
want to show
conventioners.
the conventioners coming in that they have state-of-the-art amenities. I think they were one of the first resorts to get the Wi-Fi too,
Yeah.
again, because they want to have all that stuff for people to conduct
Business
business.
travelers, absolutely. Because a lot of the, face it, a lot of those people going down there that are staying at this resort probably aren't going to the parks unless they have to.
I mean, most of those conventions, I mean, I've been to many of them over the years for my job, and usually what they'll do in the middle of the week,
Give
they'll
you a
give
day
you a
off.
free afternoon. Yeah, maybe not a full day off, but like at noon you're off, and then they will to allow you to experience some of Walt Disney World. But again, I think Disney goes out of its way to make sure all the conventioners that come down there have the best possible time and treated to the, the best possible amenities, because it's kind of like a marketing campaign too, because I
Want
guarantee
them
you
to
there's
come back with
people
the
that go,
family.
yeah, they've probably never been to Disney World, and if they have a great time and enjoy themselves, they may say, hey, you know what? Let's bring the kids back, or let's bring mom and dad down, or whatever. So I think Disney kind of does it that way because it's almost like free advertisement with all those, thousands of conventioneers that come through there every year.
Oh, it's a beautiful resort. The lighting at night, it's gorgeous. Everything right about it. I can't say anything wrong about it. When we were there, we popped by. It was beautiful. I just haven't stayed. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'd highly recommend it. I mean, the like I said, the beds are much more comfortable. The linens on the sheets are, a higher thread count than Riverside or Caribbean or any of the others. I know they are. It's a couple notches up. It's noticeable when you stay there.
Well, maybe what we'll do is if another trip, I'll do a split stay. And then once we move there, we're definitely going to be doing, even though you live right there, you're 20 minutes away, me and Brent even talked about it, we're still going to want to stay on property, just get away.
Yeah, maybe you just do a weekend or
Yeah.
something, or a Friday, Saturday night, and go home Sunday or whatever. And yeah, you can still, because there's nothing like staying on property, even though you can drive in if you're within a half hour. But it's nice to stay.
Well, me and Brenda aren't drinkers or anything like that. We're not in the, we're not booze hounds or anything. But I worry because I drive for a living doing construction. You got to get to point A to point B. But it is nice to, if you're out to dinner and you have two beers and you're not drinking the whole second one because you're worried about driving. If you're staying on property, you might have a third later on that night just to relax. So things like that to just let your hair down a little bit, if you follow me.
Oh yeah, that's the great thing about going, staying there. I mean, I love doing that. Even back in the times, back in the days when we used to drive, I used to just get such a relief locking my keys, my car keys, and all that in the safe in the room, and I wouldn't pick them up to the day we were checking out. I would solely either use our car or Disney transportation or whatever, and I didn't have to worry about, if we went to the boardwalk or Jelly Rolls and had a few drinks or whatever. We never had to worry about, drinking and driving, because that's a serious issue, and you shouldn't do it. And you have that peace of mind when you're staying on property.
Absolutely. I don't condone it. I don't want to do it. And that's what I love about being when you stay there. You can actually, because I don't drink during the year that much. And it's when I do go there though, if I want a margarita at Mexico, I want to grab a margarita at Mexico. You know what I mean? If I want a Peroni at Italy, it's weird. Like I buy Peronis at home once in a while, put them in the fridge, but they always taste better at Disney World.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely right.
But it's nice to have them here because it reminds me of Disney World.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they have so many of those specialty drinks. I remember, and I never drink this stuff at home, but they had those Glowteenies. You remember the ones with the they were blue and
With the ice cubes in them and all?
the ice cubes, the blinking ice cubes and
Yeah.
all that. I don't know, they're kind of cool, and I had a few of those. And my other thing, and again, I never ever drink actual hard liquor. I just don't care for it. But if you've never had one, you got to get one of those, the things that come in the pineapple there over at the Tambu Lounge. What do they
Okay.
call that?
I know.
Damn, are awesome. You got to get one of those, because it's one of those drinks, well, good and bad, that you can't, it doesn't taste like alcohol. It just tastes like pineapple, mango, just this tropically juice, and you got the pineapple in there, and oh, they are so delicious, and they're potent too. There's Myers rum, and I think they put a splash of 151 on top. And reading the description, you'd think, oh boy, this thing's gonna burn like gasoline going down. Nothing of the sort. It goes down smooth as silk, and if you're brave enough to get a second, you may have to have help getting out of the chair,
Well,
because you're like a cement block.
the thing of it is also, Dan, most people don't realize because I bartended, but I'd watch the people drinking the sweet drinks more than I would watch them when they're drinking shots or
Right,
doing a
right.
scotch or because the reason being is people don't realize even though it's less content, the sugary drink pumps it through your bloodstream a lot faster.
Yeah, makes
So the
sense.
sugary drinks actually get you drunker if you have a couple of them than if you had a couple shots a lot of times because That's why, you know, you'll see, you ever hear the, like, they'll have the purple Hooters or something like that. They're like a shot with this, and you'll have the spearmint or the, those things, like, after you, that's why they do a beer and a shot with that, because those sweet shots will put the beer through you faster. It gets you buzzed quicker than a regular shot.
Yeah, the alcohol just pumps through your bloodstream a lot quicker.
Yeah, the sugar content really wakes up the old bloodstream.
Right, right. But they are good drinks. They have that, the pineapple one, and then the back scratch is good there too. So I'd recommend either of those two.
Okay, well, next time down, I'll have to have one of them.
Yeah, no, they're very good. And, you know, I was just thinking, sitting here, and I'm thinking we may not be able to do it, and I'm a little disappointed, but I did want to get over to the Tambu Lounge, too, but not the Tambu Lounge, Trader Sam's, rather.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's going to be in the cards. We just have so much going on, and maybe we can go early on our ADR night, I should say, for Ohana, and maybe we can squeeze in there if we're lucky and try that place out, because I'd really like to do that. But again, there's only so much time, and getting here and there and figuring everything out, I don't know if we can squeeze it in.
Well, hopefully you can. And whatever you squeeze in, we're going to have a lot of content. I do know that. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
I'm going to let you pack. And when you back, you can give us a big update on Saratoga Springs, Disney Springs, over at Coronado Springs. You're going to be springing it up, Dan.
Yeah, yeah, we got a Springsteen trip here.
Here you go, to Three Springs for Dennis. And then you'll give us Food and Wine, your take on this year's Food and Wine, what your favorites were. I guarantee it's not going to be lamb meatball. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah, I agree. Something's up with that. I got to talk to him.
But, well, if you enjoy yourself, please, guys, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We had a couple more this week. I will read them on Sunday show like I normally do, but we really, really appreciate it. Please go over and leave us a review. They mean so much to us. Makes us know you're out there.
Yeah.
So, and thanks a lot, Dan. You have a very safe trip, and we will talk to you real soon, buddy.
Okay, I'll touch base with you during the week, and we'll see what happens.
We'll get something live going on.
All right.
Talk to you later. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.